You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 415.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes. Hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin.
And hello to isolated people everywhere. I hope everybody's okay.
Same. How are you doing?
We're fine. Here at Chickentown Studios. Business as usual, you know, cranking out this goofy show every week. It's got to be done. I think this is technically an essential service.
Right. There's no backing out now.
This might be the least essential service in the history of everything, now that I think of it. I think I misspoke a second ago. Anyway, this is going to be a short show today. Super short. Even shorter than normal, I think,
okay,
is the plan. We'll see how it goes, but we have a couple things to take care of, including some unfinished business that we started last week, right? You're going to get your revenge this week on me.
I cannot wait.
But first, let's start as usual, Cornflake. What's going on for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
Oh, Kevin, it is a celebrity birthday. And this celebrity, I didn't choose her because she was on the TV show that I used to watch when I was a kid, Touched by an Angel. I picked her because she was on One Day at a Time. Ooh. And I'm talking about Valerie Bertinelli turning 60 on April 23rd.
Okay, yeah, Valerie Bertinelli, this is a good one.
This is a name that we've brought up more than once on the show, probably mostly because we were talking about One Day at a Time. And I think we must have discussed this, but she was married to Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They got together like in the early to mid 80s. Yeah. And their son is named Wolfgang.
Wolfgang.
And he became the bass player in Van Halen.
Yeah.
Following the ousting of Michael Anthony. But One Day at a Time, which ran from the mid 70s through the mid 80s. I saw that stupid show every week back then. And she was on for the entire run. It was Bonnie Franklin, Valerie Bertinelli, and Schneider, of course. Pat Harrington. I think those three were the only actors that were there for the entire run of the show. Valerie was the younger of the two daughters, Anne Romano's daughters. She was Barbara. And she was like the good girl. And then Mackenzie Phillips was the bad girl, Julie.
Yep.
So, you know, single mom, two daughters, and a handyman.
What more do you need?
That was the original premise. Mother, two daughters, dude with a mustache and a tool belt, and you got yourself a show. And there were several cast additions and subtractions over the years, though. And by the end of it, both girls were married. And so Barbara was married. And then her mother on the show got married to her new husband's father. It got pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah. It was like a mother and daughter married a father and son, if you will.
Oh, wow.
And the father was Howard Hessman, coming off of WKRP.
Nice.
Very, very strange.
She's pretty busy with the Food Network these days. And
oh, really? Does she do a cooking show?
Kids Baking Championship. Yes.
I had no idea.
Family Food Showdown. Also, Valerie Bertinelli is the host.
She should get Howard Hessman to jump out of a giant cake on her baking show. That'd be something.
How has that not already happened?
Why do I have to think of everything? Anyway, that's what she should do to celebrate her 60th birthday on April 23rd. Happy birthday, Valerie Bertinelli.
That would be the best.
See if you can arrange that for my birthday, anyway. Mm. I would appreciate that. So, Cornflake, last week we got on the subject, believe it or not, of being trapped in the house.
Yeah, you sprung an interesting game on me.
I turned it into a little quiz, which I called Trapped in the House. And because you're trapped in your house, I'm trapped in my house. We're all trapped in our houses right now, you may have noticed. I've escaped once in a while. I sneak outside when I can. I've still tried to go out running. It's just become more of a challenge now because you got to run around but avoid humans.
Right.
You know? And people can be so idiotic that it becomes even more of a challenge. I can avoid people as I run, but man, they're not making it easy on me.
No, it's odd. Some people just have no concept of social distancing at all. So I go out and I bicycle ride and I have to crisscross the street just dodging people so that I can stay distant.
Yeah, well, be careful with your crissing and your crossing, because that can be dangerous as well.
True.
No, I was running along a couple days ago. This woman came out of her house. She's walking towards her mailbox, which means she's walking straight towards me. Like, I will be running right by her mailbox just as she arrives at her mailbox. She's talking on the phone and walking across her front yard. And this is like a woman out of like central casting, if you wanted like a housewife on I Love Lucy in 1957. This is a woman, bathrobe, big curly hair, and just oblivious to the world. Because lady, if you would stop for 8 seconds, I'll be gone.
Right.
But no, she had to just keep charging straight at me, yakking on the phone because she has to get to her mailbox. And so, yeah, I had to just leap into traffic, and I smacked right into a tractor trailer, like Wile E. Coyote. It turned out it was being driven by the Roadrunner. That happened to me just a couple of days ago. So please be careful out there. Just yesterday, I believe, who knows, the days all blend together. I think this was yesterday.
It's true.
The mayor and I went out to take a little walk, and we kind of wandered up this street, up a hill. And then at the very top of this big hill, there were no humans. But it was all worth it. We found turkeys.
Oh, boy. Jackpot.
Yeah, big gang of turkeys waiting for us at the end of the street at the top of a hill. So there's a silver lining in all this. The turkeys are taking over, which is way preferable to humans now more than ever. Other than that, we're trapped in the house. Everybody's trapped in the house. And that brings us back to the game that we invented last week here on the Flapcast, a game that we call Trapped in the House. Last week, I gave you 5 questions, 5 options. It's a very simple, very stupid game. It's just, you're trapped in your house. Would you rather be trapped with this or that? And then I informed you whether or not you were correct, because I had previously determined, me and a panel of expert judges who may have actually been rubber chickens, we determined the correct answer. It was a long, grueling process. We got through it as a team. We learned a lot. We laughed a little. We were mostly angry and upset. Now, that was me asking these questions of you last week, but we decided let's turn the tables on me this week. It's time for you to have your revenge. Now, you're taking control. Mm-hmm. You are Wink Martindale. You are Richard Dawson. You're whatever game show host you want to be.
I want to be Guy Smiley.
Guy Smiley, there is the definitive answer. Yes. And Cornflake, here we go again. Trapped in the house. You're in charge. Hit me with some options.
I took a bit of a cue from you, Kevin. Last week, you mentioned that one of my options for a potential housemate could be a child learning to be in the musical Annie.
Yes, that was one of the options I presented you with last week. Would you like to be trapped in a house with a kid that's auditioning for Annie?
Yes.
And I wake up screaming every night ever since I even had that idea.
Well, here is the choice that I present to you today. Kevin, would you prefer to be trapped in the house with little orphan Annie herself or Punky Brewster?
Point of clarification, are we talking Annie as portrayed by Aileen Quinn in the movie, or are we talking just any Annie from any theatrical production, or are we talking comic strip character Annie?
We are talking any Annie from any production of Annie.
All right, so let me think this through. Annie, as we established last week, could easily be a very problematic So now you're trapped in a house with a little girl mm-hmm. with the giant crazy mop of red hair and that weird red dress. She may or may not have pupils. The comic strip character just had those weird blank white circle eyeballs, you know?
Right.
So that'd be scary. And then, of course, the singing. Oh, the singing.
Lots of singing.
Would just never end. Okay. Now, Punky Brewster. Classic sitcom from the 80s, Punky Brewster, which they're reviving, by the way. There's a new Punky's coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
Actual Punky Brewster. Like, they're not making a new Punky Brewster with a new little girl.
Soleil Moonfry, yep.
Soleil Moonfry is reprising her role as Punky Brewster. So that's exciting. But we're talking classic era Punky Brewster. Punky, I don't recall her doing much singing.
Yeah, not really.
She could certainly be rather annoying, though, as I recall. She'd be underfoot, I feel, quite a bit. All right, strictly on the basis of all those way overplayed songs, I'm going Punky Brewster.
And Kevin?
Yeah.
If you pick Punky, you'll also be safe from Rooster, who's trying to abduct Annie. So Punky Brewster is the correct answer.
That's the correct answer? Okay, all right.
You have chosen wisely.
All right. Man, that was exhilarating. I've never felt more alive.
I am so happy I could do that for you, Kevin.
Starting off strong.
And I really wanted you to get a win under your belt before we went on to this next one.
Oh, was that the easy one?
Yeah.
Because I had a hard time with that. I was struggling with that. Because I started you with an easy one last week, right? Which was Blair or Tootie.
Right.
And okay, so I didn't realize you were going easy on me there. Okay, so now we're going to ramp things up. What do you have for question number two?
Your choices. You could be trapped in the house with Meathead from Meatballs 2.
Ooh, going deep.
Or Robilar.
Oh, now this is getting interesting. Okay, Meathead, just to catch everybody up, because a lot of people, you think Meathead, you're thinking Rob Reiner back on All in the Family. But no, for our purposes, Meathead was the name of the alien in Meatballs 2, the horrifying, stupid sequel to the summer camp classic Meatballs. We watched Meatballs 2 last year, and we had to suffer through that bizarre little, like, E.T. sort of ripoff goofy alien, which the kids named Meathead.
Meathead.
Okay, Meathead, the alien from Meatballs 2, or Robilar. Robilar from Mars, of course, a favorite of ours here on the Flopcast. The goofy Martian who we met in a PSA who taught us how delicious fruits and vegetables are. Don't just eat candy bars. Robilar from Mars has discovered how delicious earth fruit can be. And that's Robilar. He's a Martian with a thick Boston accent. Okay, wow. Now, obviously, I love Robilar and I hate Meathead. But
there is that.
That's from the point of view of being an audience, watching one of them on TV. Now the question is, no, I'm going to be living. I'm going to be trapped with Meathead the alien or Robilar. And that makes me think Meathead's quieter than Robilar. Meathead has some kind of magic alien powers, mm-hmm. which Robilar, in the brief time that we met Robilar, which was like a 30-second PSA, he didn't do anything. Robilar just, you know, flipped open the rocket ship and chomped on some earth fruit. So Meathead may possess some powers and abilities that could come in handy.
He could help you walk through some walls if you get bored.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meathead could pull off some cool stuff like that. Now, on the other hand, it can be a challenge keeping your house stocked with fresh fruits and vegetables in these times. And Robilar seems to have a knack for just stumbling upon rocket ships full of earth fruit. That's a good skill to have.
He would probably also help you eat any candy bars lying around if you were having trouble resisting them.
So, a lot to consider here. More than one would think at first glance. Nevertheless, I've got to go with my heart. And even though I feel like this is probably a huge mistake and I will be driven quite mad, I'm going to be trapped in the house with Robilar.
Well, Kevin, the answer is Robilar, because come on,
whoa,
Robilar.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I was pretty sure I was consciously making the wrong choice there. All right. So I'm 2 for 2 right now.
You're kicking butt and taking names. You ready for this next one?
Okay, yeah, I'm on a roll. Let's keep going. What's number 3?
Oh, it's going to be 2 characters from 80s movies, Kevin.
Okay.
Both of them with a liking for beer. So we're talking about Teen Wolf, as played by Michael J. Fox, or Young Einstein, as played by Yahoo Serious.
I was so sure you were going to the McKenzie brothers for this one. Teen Wolf or Young Einstein? Wow. Confession now, I have never seen the movie Young Einstein.
All right. So let me tell you a few things about Young Einstein.
I remember seeing the preview for it. I think when I went to see Weird Al's movie, UHF, in the summer of 1989, I believe that's when I saw a preview for Young Einstein. And I couldn't believe that was a real movie.
Yes. It was set in Australia.
Yeah.
The character Young Einstein invents everything from rock and roll to electric violins to surfing. He figures out a way to split an atom in order to put bubbles in beer.
Wow.
So those are some things to think about when you think about Young Einstein. I think you probably know Teen Wolf a little bit better.
Teen Wolf I did see, I believe only once in the 80s, and I enjoyed it. Never saw it again, so I do not remember it very well. It's Michael J. Fox, and he turns into a werewolf, a teen wolf, if you will, and he plays basketball. Now, at first glance, it seems like an inventor. That'd be a very handy person to be trapped in a house with, so there's that to consider. However, I also remember just from watching like the 2-minute preview 30 years ago, he seemed like a very obnoxious, annoying character to me. And maybe that's why I never bothered to see the movie. And so despite all the potential of amazing inventions, that might be something of a problem. Teen Wolf, however, I like Michael J. Fox. I like werewolves.
Yes, you do.
You know, I'm a big fan of Fang Face, of course. Saturday morning cartoon classic Fang Face I love. And Drack Pack had a Teen Wolf in it. Years before Teen Wolf the movie, there was a Teen Wolf on Saturday mornings that was part of the Drack Pack as well. And oh, Monster Squad, the TV series, and all those old classic Saturday morning werewolves. We love them all. And I enjoy basketball as well. Maybe we could set up a hoop right inside the house, have a little indoor basketball with a Teen Wolf. That'd be fun. Cornflake, I'm going Teen Wolf.
My goodness, I thought that I was going to trip you up with this one, but the correct answer is he can control his urges. Young Einstein is just annoying all the time. Teen Wolf is the winner. You want to be with Teen Wolf.
Yes, I do. Okay, so I'm 3 for 3 now.
You are really good at this, Kevin.
I'm really good at being trapped in the house. It's almost as if I've had an entire month's experience at it at this point. Well then, moving along, how about question number 4?
Do you think you're ready to be trapped in the house with some cartoon characters?
Absolutely.
Kevin, would you prefer to be trapped in the house with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Street Sharks?
All right. Now, once again, we have one of these options I know very little about. I've never seen the Street Sharks. I'm guessing that it's a gang of cartoon sharks.
You're guessing correctly. From the early 90s, yes.
Oh, okay. I do like sharks. I don't know anything about these Street Sharks, so there's certainly an element of danger, potentially, in choosing Street Sharks. They sound scary. They sound dangerous, just going by the name. The Ninja Turtles, I know quite a bit more about, even though I've seen very little of the animated Ninja Turtle cartoons. And I've seen none of the movies. I really mainly know the comic books and only the very early comics, the very early years of the Ninja Turtles. So, let me think. I know they're into pizza, those Ninja Turtles, as am I.
Right.
So I feel like you'd be guaranteed plenty of pizza pie would be around if you had those turtles hanging out. I think I've talked myself into, given the potential danger of street sharks, just going by the name, versus the turtles, they seem kind of friendly and goofy, and they have pizza pie. I'm going Ninja Turtles.
All right, Kevin. I'm going to give you just one extra chance here, just in case. Are you sure you don't want to be trapped in the house with Ripper, Jab, Streaks, and Big Slamu, the Street Sharks?
Those are the Street Sharks. Those are good names. What about Jabberjaw? They should have had Jabberjaw join the Street Sharks. There's a cartoon shark.
They really should have.
Nevertheless, I'm sticking with the turtles. Come on.
Well, the Street Sharks, while way cooler, are also way more destructive. So, yes, you got it right, Kevin. It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you got it right without knowing who the Street Sharks are. I didn't know you weren't going to know them.
I know nothing about them. I was just going by the name and that you confirmed that, yes, that's a gang of cartoon sharks. Now, could they walk around on land being street sharks?
They could. They were shark heads with human legs.
Oh.
And they were stacked.
Oh, that's creepy.
Creepy as they may be, they were totally jawsome. So if you ever get a chance, check out the Street Sharks. It's pretty edgy cartoon stuff.
I'll check them out, but I'm not going to be trapped in a house with them. All right, Cornflake, that brings us to the final question, question number 5. Let's have it.
One of your options for this last one, Kevin, is a Brady.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is, however, Cynthia Cindy Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
Or Vicky from Small Wonder.
All right. Cindy Brady or Vicky, the robot girl from Small Wonder. All right. Wow. There's a lot to consider here. Where to begin? I might just run back out of the house and go find those turkeys again. Cindy Brady. She's not going to be any help with anything.
Didn't she nearly break a record for riding on a teeter-totter?
Yes, yes. But what good's that going to do me? all right, let's go to Vicky.
Yes.
Vicky, which is an acronym, right? That stands for something, which I don't remember. I know we discussed Vicky on one of our early annual robot shows here on the Flapcast. You taught me about Vicky, because Small Wonder is a show that I never saw more than 4 seconds of at a time, because I would be horrified, and I would dive on that remote and get it off my screen as quickly as possible. I know that you were a fan, though, so
I was.
You saw a lot more Small Wonder than me.
And Vicky was actually spelled V-I-C-I, and it was an acronym for Voice Input Child Identicant.
Yes. And the other thing I remember from when you taught me about Vicky on our robot show is that the little girl playing Vicky was growing older, of course, and they tried to explain that in the show. The father, they actually explained that he rebuilt Vicky to make her look older.
Yes.
Am I remembering this correctly?
You are.
And is this not the creepiest thing that ever happened in history of everything?
Yeah, it's weird.
So the creepy father that built the robot one day said, explained to his wife and family, I'm going to rebuild our little girl robot to make her look a little older. That's what happened, Cornflake?
That is what happened.
Am I the only one that has a problem with this?
I somehow doubt it.
Was the father played by Gary Puckett from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap?
He was not, no. No, the father was played by Dick Christie.
Which was the stage name of 60s rock star. All right, we got to figure this out. This is a tough one. You saved the toughest question for last.
Deliberately, by the way.
This is a great one, but I'm really frightened by the notion of being trapped with either Cindy Brady or Vicky. Oh, that voice on Vicky. She had that monotone robot voice. Now, again, she has superpowers. This is back to comparing Meathead to Robilar.
Right.
And that Meathead has superpowers. Vicky has superpowers. Right? She was super strong and super speed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's a robot. Cindy can't do anything.
But at the same time, you have to remember that as a robot, Vicky is super literal. And she'll take everything you say literally.
Oh, so if I asked her to do something, she would do it the wrong way by taking me literally.
Possibly. You'd have to watch what you say around her.
Yeah, yeah. I've had that same issue right here on the Flopcast.
Who knows? I may be more of a Vicky than you realize, Kevin.
Man, but it's a Brady. I mean, we love the Bradys.
But it's Cindy.
Not so much Cindy. And yet I've seen so much more of the Bradys. I've seen Cindy my whole life. Whereas Vicky is something of a terrifying mystery to commit to being trapped in a house with this robot girl. This might be a huge mistake, Cornflake. I'm going Cindy Brady.
Well, Kevin.
Yeah.
One of the things that creeps you out about Vicky is the way that her father had to rebuild her to make her look older.
Yes.
But that was only because she had to blend in with society, which you do not have to do during a pandemic.
Uh-huh.
So, unfortunately, the answer is Vicky. I'm so sorry.
So, during a pandemic, creepy dad would not have rebuilt Vicky? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I disagree. I think he definitely would have still... I think he would have worked on Vicky even more during the pandemic. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, yeah. Yuck.
Yeah, but that's not a factor here because I'm not trapped with Vicky's father. This is just Vicky.
Right.
However, I defer to your judgment. This is your quiz. So I got that one wrong. Then you're saying that the correct choice is Vicky the robot.
Is Vicky. And right. I think it would have been different had I given you any other Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think you're right. Maybe Bobby would have been difficult. Oh, man. Jan would have been difficult. Wait a minute. Now I'm rethinking this.
What if I had thrown Cousin Oliver in there?
Oliver, I'd be fine with, of course. Our buddy Robbie Wrist. All right. That's fantastic. Man, that was a tough one. 4 out of 5.
You did phenomenally.
That's pretty good. I'll take it.
Way to go. It was hard won.
Yes. Well, we did it. This concludes another round of the dumbest game possibly that we've ever come up with on the Flapcast, Trapped in the House. Will we ever do this again? Sadly, yes, we probably will. So we got a long way to go.
Yeah, I think we do.
All right, we'll put that on hold for a few weeks at least. We're not going to do this again next week.
Oh, we need a breather. Okay, good.
We need a break from Trapped in the House, yes. Although here in reality, we're not actually getting a break from being trapped in the house. But the home game version, we can stick back up on the shelf for a few weeks.
Oh, good. I'm going to need some time to come up with my next round. I mean, it's kind of a labor of love, Kevin. You made it sound easy,
yeah.
But it really wasn't. So
yeah, you spent the whole week working on...
I spent the whole week watching Street Sharks.
It's not like you could go anywhere and do anything but work on preparing today's round of Trapped in the House.
It's still grueling.
That was very refreshing. Now we move on. You know what? We should wrap up the show for this week, Cornflake.
Okay.
How about getting us out of here?
Well, thankfully, you're trapped in the house with internet. That's how you're hearing us anyway. Flopcast.net is our website. Facebook.com/Flopcast is a place where you can find us on the internet. We're also on Twitter. Our handle is @Flopcast. And we're on Instagram, @_Flopcast.
Yes. And thanks for joining us. Even though we're all trapped in the house, we can still get together here. Be safe. We're thinking of you. See you next week.
Peace and cookies.
Welcome to the Double Feature Picture Show. What do you want to see?
Well, I want to see something really good and something really bad.
Like maybe Total Recall and Junior?
Sure.
Or The Rocketeer and Country Bears?
Absolutely.
Maybe even Dogma and Yoga Hoses?
I mean, of course. Who programs such cinematic excellence and hot garbage together?
Why, only the double-edged double bill, my good man. Available on the ESO Network and wherever you get podcasts.
Oh, Cornflake. Hello there.
Hi. Secret after show time.
It is the secret after show. All right, so who would be the next worst Brady to be trapped with? We've established that Cindy is the worst.
Hmm.
Would it be Jan? It's got to be either Jan or Bobby.
I was going to say Bobby.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Bobby would probably be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm good with that. Then Jan would be next?
Yeah, I think so.
Because Jan is just a powder keg. You know, Jan's going to explode and it's going to be a problem. An emotional roller coaster. Watch out for Jan.
But your mention of her, though, is now making me want an Eve Plum. We still need to figure out what that drink is.
Yes, we've been talking about this for, what, a year or two?
Yeah. Is that
we want to design a cocktail called an Eve Plum.
Threatening to concoct.
A Jan Brady-themed cocktail. It should have some sort of a plum flavor to it. We got that far. And it's going to be served in a George glass.
Exactly.
But that's as far as we got.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.